A Daughter Goes to Oregon, Part 1. Watch with the tolls in Oklahoma. It's 1,936.1 miles, but MapQuest has been known to embellish while being annoyingly anal at the same time. My daughter Nina is leaving the plains of Oklahoma, down and upon which the wind comes sweeping, and heading to a winery in Medford, Oregon, where the vineyards and mountains make you know why people move and stay there, and where her boyfriend, a tall, sweet, fit Frenchman with a full head of hair, waits with love, a life, and at least a half dozen bottles of red wine. First, we stop at Old School Bagel Cafe. She starts to cry. "What's the matter, honey?" "I just don't know when we're going to do this again." It takes $6.30 in tolls to get out of Oklahoma. It takes $6.30 in tolls to get to Yukon. It's free to Oregon after that. Your joke here. In Hobart, Nina tells me I will not be allowed to drink as much Diet Coke as I normally drink unless I also drink an equal and corresponding amount of water immediately afterwards, something she really should have mentioned before I agreed to go with her. This trip is a greatest hits album. Nina and I don't need to go over much. We've covered most of the father-daughter business in years past. She just wanted me to come with her. The victory is already secure. They have these giant wind turbines on these giant wind farms in West Texas. Not the face of God, mind you, but therapeutic, mesmerizing, ominous, but soothing. Prettier than oil derricks. Rich Fisher of the station here says, "Yeah, but you're not a migratory bird who flies into them." Outside of Tucumcari, New Mexico, a billboard. China One Massage and Buffet, $29.99 complete. Clearly the Mugu Gai Pan or the sex is going to be disappointing. We've been on the road 8 hours. We stop at something called Klein's Corners for souvenirs and ice cream, mostly because the sign says, "Worth stopping for and biggest, cleanest restrooms on I-40, which is really quite the claim when you think about it. They were fine, but by no means spectacular. I post this observation on Facebook. Nina responds, "Always a critic. My bathrooms were lovely, and as it turned out, it was worth stopping since you got a free hat." Yes, the hat. It says Roswell and has a green alien on it. "You gonna get some ice cream?" I ask. "Nah, the woman's kind of bitchy." At the Hilton Garden Inn in Albuquerque, the bed is broken. Tuesday morning. It's 5:39. The bed wins. I'm up. Nina, though, is asleep. I get on Facebook. I'm 55. She's 24. I'm aware of the problems in this picture. We get a $20 discount and free breakfast. I have to write that down. Tell me what you think. As I post this development, I see Nina typing into her cell phone. "What did you write?" I ask. "So not only do I have to endure your millions of status updates on Facebook," she posts, "throughout this trip, now you require me to comment on each one of them. Seriously, Dad, get off Facebook. We've got miles to drive." Lots of beautiful scenery in New Mexico. Thank God we don't have to actually get out of the car to see any of it, because that would put us dangerously close to nature. After the third Ron Paul billboard, Nina asks, "Is he even still relevant?" Luckily, there is also a Meteorites 50% off billboard signed close by, so I don't have to explain to her why he still is. We're eating at a health food restaurant now in Flagstaff, Arizona, with not one but count 'em three kinds of hummus. Such is the love I have for my daughter that I'm even here. It's our first meal without cheese being involved. I mean, for the love of God, they premix pomegranate molasses to their hamburgers. Who would do such a thing? Vegas is in sight. My leg hurts. We took the leftovers. I can smell the hummus.